My name is Bill Staube. I am the founder and CEO of a wave energy technology company based in Boston, Massachusetts at this time called Resolute Marine Energy. We have been in business since 2006. We are the proud recipients of funding from the Department of Energy and from NOAA to develop our wave energy converters. We already hire people from the state of Maine, including folks from Ocean Farm Technologies in Searsmont, as well as Maine Marine Composites, who are subcontractors to us on a DOE-funded project. We are also partners with NREL, as well as Minerals Management Service, on the development of an information database about how to build highly efficient and cost-effective wave energy converters. I also should point out that I've been associated with the state of Maine for more than 50 years. My family has owned two homes in the Waldoboro and South Bristol area. So, and also in 1972, I was a crew member on the Victory Chimes and sailed the coast of Maine from Bar Harbor to Booth Bay was generally the range. So I'm pretty familiar with most of the ocean of Maine. I'm here neither as a supporter nor a opponent of, I should say neither as a opponent or a non-supporter, I guess, of the bill. But I first want to say we would have participated in the OETF deliberations more if we weren't busy sticking to our own knitting, building a technology company in Massachusetts. And I laud the efforts. Maine really does have a chance here to be a leading country, state in the nation in this offshore renewable space. I just want to underscore for the committee here how important it is for particularly a test site to be developed in the United States for not only tidal and wave, but as well as offshore wind, because there currently are no test facilities at this point, and therefore we are stymied as an industry to move forward. So my main interest at this point in time is in the test sites and working and cooperating with the University of Maine, particularly in their site. I will say, then, moving right to my comments about the bill, that there are, whereas wave is certainly mentioned in throughout, there are particular sections, like I'll just go through them, A7, E2, E3, E4, E5, and quite frankly, we're not quite sure what part F means to us, why wave is singled out, but somebody can probably explain that to us. But effectively, what we're looking for is equal treatment of tidal in particular. So my quick fix would be to suggest that the word tidal be changed to marine hydrokinetics, which essentially includes wave, tidal, and other water current technologies. So that's really my recommendation to the committee, that they consider that. We've marked up the bill effectively to show those sections that we think need modification. But once again, we encourage you very much to move forward quickly with this bill. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for coming and making that testimony. Good to see you back in Maine.
Thanks. And yeah, we'd really like to work here. We really would.
Excellent. Are there any questions? Rep. Thibodeau, you must have questions.
No. I found some water.
Thanks very much.